This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls here in just a minute as we discuss this Phillies team. Are they a lock to make the playoffs 2 days from opening day? Zach Wheeler on the mound, Hugh, Thursday against the Nationals.
Zach.
You know, we were talking earlier about, you know, things I'm sure of with this team. Wheeler, I'm sure of, right? There's a few things that I...
Wheels
is awesome. He's one of the best pitchers in all of baseball. Maybe this theory gets that Cy Young. He'll be on the mound Thursday against the Washington Nationals. So we'll get back to all your phone calls. Is this team a lock to make the playoffs? And, of course, your guesses for Hugh's Clues, a $100 gift card to Sunoco. But before we do that, Hugh, I need to get something off my chest because I've heard something a lot the last 2 or 3 weeks on this station, and it's driving me, I mean, really crazy. Well, I keep hearing some variation of, well, you know, we'll see in October. No. We have 162 games. And I feel like the Phillies need us to help keep them accountable through that 162-game season. So, Hugh, I have written out a pledge. I have a pledge as a fan.
You wrote out a pledge?
Look, it's in my notes. Look, I got a pledge right there.
Oh, you wrote it on your phone.
Oh, I wrote it.
That's
yeah.
a lot.
It's a pledge. I have a pledge.
That's a lot.
And I want everyone to take the pledge with me. I know before I even say this, Kyle's in on this. I know this. I need you and everybody else to take the Phillies accountability pledge.
I need to hear it first.
Okay.
I want to hear what you're about to say.
Well, here it is. We have the Phillies accountability pledge, but thank you. This makes it feel more official.
What is this music? why are you looking at me like that? Okay, fine. I didn't know.
Are you an American here?
No, I didn't know how I started. Kyle looked at me like he was like, idiot. I didn't know it started that way. I didn't know.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm listening.
All right. As a Phillies fan, I pledge to keep the team accountable throughout the regular season and not just wait for October. I pledge to not ignore slumps, poor base running, lackadaisical play, or questionable managing. The season is 162 games long, and the team needs each of us to push them through from the good to the not good. Do not take the Phillies off the hook. Don't make them the Sixers. This team was built to win a World Series. That path starts on Thursday and not just in October. From this day forward, there's no wake me up in October when it comes to the 2025 Phillies. There's what you have done yesterday, what you will do today, and what you need to do tomorrow.
Hugh Douglas.
The accountability pledge. Are you willing to take it?
I would have took it if you would have said it with a little bit more passion. You got to do it again. But you have to.
Again?
I need to feel it, Joe. I didn't feel it. I'll give you, we got a little time.
Well, you to do it again?
Well, he got to do it more passion. I need to feel it. But you going to make him do it right now? Do it with some passion. I need to feel it.
As a Phillies
fan. We're trying to
get
some Tubi movies going. Okay, my bad. I'm sorry. Go. Got it.
As a Phillies fan, I pledge to keep the team accountable throughout the regular season and not just wait for October. I pledge to not ignore slumps, poor base running, and lackadaisical play, or questionable managing. The season is 162 games long, and the team needs each of us to push them through from the good to the not good. Do not take the Phillies off the hook. Don't make them the Sixers.
Right there.
This team was built to win a World Series.
Right there.
That path starts on Thursday, not just in October. From this day forward, there's no wake me up in October when it comes to the 2025 Phillies. There's what have you done yesterday, what you will do today, and what I need you to do tomorrow. Hugh Douglas, are you taking the pledge?
That was better. I ain't there yet.
Oh. Kyle?
Of course.
Thank you.
I mean, that's
Thank
the easiest
you.
Pledge I'll
Thank
ever
you.
Take.
This is so easy. Keep the Phillies accountable.
Don't let the Phillies off the hook.
Douglas, I can hear it. I can hear it already. Next week, it's early if they're 1-3. That's because you didn't take the pledge.
I'm kidding. That was great, man. I'll take the pledge. I'll take the pledge. That's just the level of disappointment you had.
That hurt when you said that.
Yeah.
I am in a playful mood today for some reason. I'm sorry.
No, you gave that awesome first clue that's got everyone out there jumping up. All right. I need you to take the pledge. 215-592-9494. I don't know how every show is going to handle this at WIP. I have a feeling how the afternoon show will handle the Phillies this year. But I don't want to hear any of wake me up in October. That's Sixers baloney. That's the baloney we did with the Sixers for 5 years.
You squint really hard.
Yeah, that's Sixers baloney. No, we keep the Phillies accountable. And I think we need to this year because the NL is really tough, and if they mess around for 2 months, we're going to be in a dogfight just to make the playoffs. Where do you come down? Will you take the accountability pledge with the Phillies? And, of course, are the Phillies a lock to make the playoffs? And your guesses on Hugh's Clues. Black Gritty is up on WIP. What's up, Black Gritty?
Pledge? Who are you pledging? I can't trust you. You're the last person to pledge.
I have a pledge, Black Gritty. I pledge. You can always find me to criticize a team when they need to be. I mean, I don't skimp on that.
The best team I've ever seen in the history of baseball, and I've been alive since 1812. I remember what you did last season. And Hugh, I'm writing my congressman, Hugh. I'm tired of these Hughes Clues. I can't do it no more. I want a congressional hearing on these Hughes Clues. I never wrote my congressman in my life. That's an awesome clue, man. But now I'm about to shut it down. We're going to have an investigation.
That was a great clue.
It's something I wouldn't even know. Shut up. Can we just enjoy baseball? My goodness gracious. You know what's going to happen?
No, this is not accountability. What do you mean? This is the Sixers stuff.
You can't count to three. You keep bringing up the word accountability. Hush your face for 2 seconds, okay? Mr. 1, 2, 3 can't count.
Now, you know what? Shut up.
Exactly. I know those guys. Look, the problem is, you talk about, do they all get old? No, they all had a bad luck of health. They didn't all just get old at one time. Trey Turner was on fire, then he got injured. My catcher isn't old. He got injured. I mean, he is old, but he also got injured. People got injuries. What I'm asking for is health. And a good summer. That's all I want. I don't need to be the best team in baseball for the first 2 months. Matter of fact, I would appreciate for them to muddle through the season and stay healthy. I want Tommy to give dudes some days off. I don't care what the lineup is if my team's healthy. If my team's not healthy, then the lineup don't matter anyway. So get me through this season, the max health possible, get hot late, and go on a run. And they can't be the Sixers because the Sixers never got out of the second round. At least this team gave me the World Series, NLCS. There's different levels to it. So bring up the Sixers. It's just asinine, and your accountability, Captain 1-3, you sound like the count. With your accountability, because I know that you're not the one to be doing it. You will jump out of a window as soon as they go hot for a month. Nuclear. You will be insane on this radio station. So just enjoy baseball.
No. Just enjoy crap. They got to play well every day. Enjoy nonsense. They stunk in the second half last year. Stunk. And no one wanted to keep them accountable.
A lot of people listen to the radio every day and don't think you do your job well every day, but they're still tuning in the next day. And
they keep me accountable. They'll call and tell me, and that's fine.
Well, that's true. That's true. They will call you. I'm keeping Hughes Clues accountable. Mm. Talking to my congressman today. I got a clue. I got to throw that one.
Yeah, what do you got?
I don't know. Pop-Tarts. I don't know what this fool is.
Pop-Tarts? Hugh, is that it?
That's a good guess.
It's
though.
Not it though. It's not.
That's
it.
A good guess.
Yeah,
it's, no, it's
good,
not it.
I can see you eating a lot of Pop Tarts. Black Gritty. Love you, buddy.
I used to eat the hell out of Pop Tarts. The strawberry ones.
Frosting or no frosting?
The frosting, both. But then you started, I mean, I don't want to kill it for anybody that eats Pop-Tarts, but some of the ingredients.
They're not the healthiest thing. I don't think you're going to ruin it. If people are going to eat them if they want to eat them.
Pop-Tart, if you're younger, you can eat them because, you know, you're young. But when you get older, you can't eat the Pop-Tarts.
Can I be fully honest about something Black Reddy said there? Mm-hmm.
What did he say?
I want to believe that he's right, that the Phillies are not the 76ers, that they made that deep postseason run, went to the World Series. Yep. How soon, if they go backwards again this year, are we just talking about that run was a fluke? Oh. And they kind of are more like the Sixers than we all want to believe.
Well, don't tell Elliot that, because then he'll jump back on that take that he had.
I'm just saying.
I know, I understand.
I don't
want to
believe that.
Well, the reason I brought up the Sixers, because the last, not forget this year, we know they stunk. But the last 3 or 4 years, nothing during the regular season mattered because we just said, well, we'll see what happens in the playoffs. I don't want that with the Phillies.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's good for the Phillies this year because I think they're going to have to really try and compete to make the playoffs. And so I was thinking about this. We need to keep them accountable. In fact, one of the newest Phillies, listen to Jesus Luzardo. He was on with the afternoon show. He seemed like he's ready for us to keep him accountable, and we will.
You started game one in 2023. Pledge. What can you kind of remember about walking into Citizens Bank Park that day?
Yeah, I mean, I remember my family was in town. We were walking around. I think I went to Reading Terminal Market, and you could just feel like the energy of the city was alive. And you could just feel, you know, going to the ballpark. And then when I first stepped out to start warming up, you could just hear all the boos just coming from all over the place. And I loved it. I mean, I just, you know, playing that villain role, being, you know, getting booed, it, you know, there's a reason why they're booing you. So I loved it. I had a great time. But obviously now I'm more excited to be on the home side for it.
Has anyone on the team talked to you about the fans? Because we, you know, we can be great fans, and then also we have a history of being difficult if things aren't going our way. Have you had that conversation with anybody yet?
Yeah, I mean, everyone says it. You know, the fans will let you know if you're doing well or you're doing bad.
Yeah.
they'll make sure to let you know. But at the end of the day, I respect it. You know, I mean, I was a fan growing up. You know, I still am a fan of the game and of multiple sports, and I feel the same way, you know. So, for me, you know, I like the Dolphins growing up, so I get frustrated when the Dolphins aren't doing well. And so I understand the fan side, and I respect it. You know, if I'm not doing well, I deserve to get booed. So I don't take it to heart, and if anything, it motivates me to be better.
It sounds like Jesus Luzardo is taking the pledge, or at least wants us all to take the pledge. I like that.
Until it happens. But, I mean, I hope you be prepared for it because it can get a little vicious around these parts, bro.
Look, if they play great, then rough. None of that is necessary.
You're right. If they play great. And to your point, Joe, if they regress to the point where they don't make it to the playoffs, that's not going
to
be good.
Well, I'm trying to avoid that. I feel like if we help keep them accountable, maybe we'll help them not do that, and they'll play their best baseball.
I don't think that's going to happen, though. I really don't. I don't think that's going to happen. I think that for a lot of people, if you're being honest with yourself, it's because they haven't talked about it. That's what makes you nervous, because you need affirmation. You need them to confirm it for you that's what's on their mind. I can tell you, when I was down there, I felt like the main thing was the main thing. To coin a Jalen Hurts phrase, nothing has changed. It's just more of a focus, and I think it's more of a conscious effort to be locked in and be more able to change when you have to change. And not being locked into one way of doing things. Because I think for a lot of guys, that was one of the things that they say, okay, well, you know, we didn't change the lineup, so we gotta be more malleable again.
2 days in a
row? 2 days in a row. Woo! Yeah, you got to be more malleable to change things. And I think that's okay. The one way to do things is not always the right way or the wrong way. It's just one way of doing things. I think they're trying to figure out another way to get to their ultimate goal.
Yeah, and they need better results. I mean, the second half last year, they were a 500 team. Like, if that's just not good enough. They I'll just put it this way. If they play this season like they did in the second half, they will miss the playoffs. Like, that's why I don't consider them a lock. I need to see them play their best baseball. They have enough talent to certainly be a playoff team and maybe win the division again, but they got to go do it. Mike is in Swedesboro. What's up, Mike?
What's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. What's going on?
And what's up, Hugh? How you doing, bud?
Hey, Mike.
Now we're talking. Hey, Mike.
doing well. So, yeah, I wouldn't say it's a lock. I would not say it's a lock, only because I think our rotation is probably the best part about everything. And it's funny because I'm trying to remember who you guys interviewed. Was it Boehm or Stott that said he had the hand injury with his swing?
Yeah, it was Stott. So Boehm also had a hand injury down the stretch. But we had Stott on last week in Clearwater, and he mentioned, yeah, he had the hyperextension of his elbow, and it really kind of impacted him all season.
Well, maybe I'm overthinking, but he asked him about where he wanted to hit in the lineup, and he said certain guys have an issue with it. Was he not talking about the people on his own team?
So I think he mentioned that certain guys, like, it matters more to them. And I think he mentioned with us, he's now hit in every spot in the order since he got to the big leagues 1 through 9, so he doesn't care at all where he hits. Yeah, I wasn't taking it as he was talking about anyone specifically.
I'll be honest with you.
But he may have. I mean, maybe he had someone in his mind as he said it. Yeah, he could have.
Yeah, that's the only thing, because I started thinking, I'm like, all right, do we need, like, you know, like BG or like, you know, Big Dom to go in that locker room and kind of like handle things? Because it seems like there's that's the only thing that makes me nervous about this offense, is that it seems like there's some tension. Like, you know, like I took that as him throwing shade at certain people. That, hey, like, he's talking about his own guys, not necessarily like teams he's played on before.
Well, he may have been. I mean, he knows them personally. I mean, he knows them well. I mean, maybe he knows some of them feel stronger than others about it, and that's something Topper's got to figure out. Mike, are you taking the pledge? Are you going to keep the Phillies accountable?
Oh, yeah, I want them to be accountable. Like I said, I mean, I hope that we're not the team that gets bounced out. I mean, you made a great point with, like, you know, 89 wins and not making the playoffs. I mean, that's kind of crazy. And the fact that our division is arguably, it's funny because, I mean, for years everyone argued that the NFC East was the worst division in football, and we arguably have the best division in baseball right now, you know, with like three of our teams being in the top five as far as like the NL, besides the Dodgers, obviously. But yeah, I'm taking the pledge 100%, man. I want to hold them accountable. And I agree with you. Like, I think, you know, Topper should be on the hot seat 100%, you know, because at this point it's like we have the talent, and with that $300 million payroll, we should be able to do something. So there's something. And for Bryce to say that there's in two different quotes that and answered it differently but included the coaching was an issue in both of those statements, there's something to say about that.
Yeah, it hit me when I saw that. Mike, give us a guess for Hugh's Clues. What do you got? A food Hugh ate when he was in his youth.
So I know he's from Ohio. I'm going to go with Buckeyes.
Buckeyes.
Never used to eat Buckeyes, man. Even though you could roast them because they're poisonous initially.
Good guess there, Mike.
But no, that's a good guess. But then you can roast them a certain way to get the poison out of them.
So just like cooking them, the heat will get the poison out?
I used to make Buckeye necklaces when I was younger. Used to get, because like where I lived at the park.
Yep.
Used to go get the Buckeyes and hollow them out and just put a string on them and wear like Buckeye necklaces.
Well, maybe when we get on YouTube, you could wear a Buckeye necklace.
Nah.
No, you sure?
Those days are gone.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
You, Joe.
What's going on, man?
Terrence, what's up, buddy?
Man, I say they're not a lock. They're not a lock to make the playoffs. We have so many teams this year, and now they're going to be good. Like I said yesterday, you're going to have the Dodgers, the Mets, the Braves are going to bounce back this year. You got the Milwaukee Brewers, you got the San Diego Padres. It's going to be harder this year to do what they want to accomplish. And for the Phillies, I'm taking the pledge with you, Joe, because like a lot of times, you know, we're on the Eagles right now because they're having a so-so off season right now, and they just won a Super Bowl. The Sixers, they're always crap, and we own the Sixers. I feel like when the Phillies aren't reaching their potential, I feel like a lot of times we give them a pass. We're not as hard on them. And I love Bryce Harper. I love Harper. But a lot of times during these collapses, Harper is a part of these collapses in these big games also. I love Bryce. I love him to death. He's a great player. And I feel like we give Harper a pass because of the pandering. But, like, right now, you know, we all know, you know, he wanted to put the LeBron cap on, be the GM and all that stuff. And Brandon, he brought Turner over here. And Turner stunk. So I feel like sometimes let the GM do what the GM does and stay out the way, you know, because Turner was good. Yeah, he was good in Washington and all that. But he has been crap here. And if the Phillies want to get somewhere and they want to go somewhere in the playoffs, Turner's going to have to show up, not just a couple games, not just in slumps. The whole season, Turner's going to have to show us something, or the season's going to go down the drain. That goes for JT. That goes for Schwarber. That goes for Bohm. That goes for Nick. Like, all the home runs ready for the defensive stuff has to stop. That crap has to stop. We have to learn how to get on base. Learn how to play small ball. Learn how to win these games. And I know the pitching collapse also. I know the pitching, they fell apart last year too. But if you don't score no runs, guys, we don't win no games. That's just plain and simple. And to me, we have to hold these guys accountable because this year it's not going to be as easy as we think. It's not.
Well, Terrence, it's not. Well said. And that's why the pledge is important. Like, I don't want to hear 3 weeks from now it's early. Nah, not in the NL this year. No. Like, every game matters here. Terrence, give us a guess here. Hughes Clues, a food he ate in his youth.
Joe, I'm sorry. Is it a snack or is it kind of a food?
You can't. That's not how the game works.
Terrence, trying to get an extra
popcorn,
clue.
Popcorn.
That's a good guess, man. You know, I eat a lot of popcorn.
Terrence, good guess.
I mean, that's not the one, though. But I did eat a lot of popcorn. I ate a lot of popcorn.
I'm trying to sneak in another clue.
Were you, this could even be now, but then when you were a kid, do you like the butter at the movie theater on the popcorn?
I used to slather, but then I found out that it's not really butter.
Oh, it's not, no.
It's like a vegetable, like oil. It's like
slather?
Like, slather.
And
it's like a
slather Vaseline on me.
I want to say it's like a coconut kind of, not coconut, but it's something similar to it's not real butter.
Real butter. No.
It's not real butter.
But there is something about the butter like on the popcorn at the movie theater. It's just like, I'll do it at the movies. But if you told me at home, like, Jody, you want me to pour this oily stuff on your popcorn? I'd say, nah. But at the movies,
you know what?
There's something about it.
I do that. Like,
you
when
have
I make
it?
Popcorn, I have it. It's called Orville Redenbacher's. I forgot the name of it.
So you got like
but
it's in a jar.
It's in a bottle.
Oh, and like in okay, and you
and
pour
like
it on.
I'll pour it on the popcorn and throw some salt, and it tastes just like butter. Mm. But it's supposed to be better than butter.
I just don't like popcorn
at all. Are you a corn guy?
Sure,
I like corn on the cob.
I mean, okay.
But it doesn't sound like you're really a corn guy.
But like the popcorn's just annoying.
What do you mean it's annoying?
It's not good enough to be as big of a pain in the ass to eat as it is.
Well, why is it a pain in the ass to eat?
The kernels getting stuck in your teeth and all that.
Yeah, that happens.
Well, you get one of the little water pick things.
You floss.
Yeah, but like so, really, what they are is they're the kernels, and they just become like pockets of air.
Yeah,
with the kernel still in it.
Yeah,
that's not enjoyable.
I'd eat the hell out of popcorn.
It feels like a Hugh opinion that popcorn's too much.
It is.
Yeah, I mean that's your take on this. Popcorn is too much. Warren and Cherry Hill. What's up, Warren?
Morning, boys. Let me get some. Speaker, how's everybody here?
Warren, what's up, buddy?
I'm ready for this season. I'll start right off. Unless it's a major injury, they're a lock for the playoffs. I don't see it other than the Dodgers. Their pitching staff's every bit as good as anybody in the league. The biggest problem I have, and the easy way to start with accountability, I think it's the manager. The manager in Trey Turner. He's a manager. He's a player's manager, but sometimes. I don't like his X and O's. I don't like how he puts the same lineup out there every day. They got to stand up. And I want to see Trey Turner, the second highest player on this team. Now I want to see him leading off. So now we know what we got for the next 6-7 years. You couldn't steal with Schwarber up there on first base to strike it out. I need Turner to do what he could do. That's as simple as that as far as those two guys.
Well, and if Turner plays like the player they paid him to be, Warren, then they'd be
a
lock. Yeah.
I want the stolen bases. I want him running. Let me ask you this, the funniest thing. Now, I'm glad to hear they're going to start out with him leading off. I've done this on the station, and nobody, I don't care what baseball writer says this. When Schwarber leads off, the guy had 100 RBIs either way, 101 and 100. So let me ask you something. He has about 500 bats a year. So if he's leading off 162 games, that's one-third of his at-bats that he has no chance for an RBI other than a solo shot.
Right, right.
He will add 30 ribbies. Schwarber might have a $130, $135 if he's not doing that. I've got to tell you, I think their ideal lineup is, I'm not worried the lefties, the righties. You put Turner leads off and you put Stott second. This is a kid who absolutely hit with two strikes. He can hit the ball in a direction. You can go first or third and Turner can steal. He can be protected. You've got to have Harper third, if not Schwarber. Don't you think Schwarber's going to get a ton of fastballs if Harper's behind him?
Well, if Harper's behind him, sure. And Warren, in theory, it would work. I mean, in theory, the RBI total you're talking about with Schwarber, but Turner's got to get on base, right? It works if Turner gets on base. However they do the lineup will be more effective. Warren, give us a guess for Hughes Clues, a food he ate in his youth.
Every young kid likes mac and cheese. I'm going with mac and cheese.
That's a good guess. Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is a really good guess.
Yeah, but not it. Warren, we appreciate it. 215-592-9494. We'll get more of your phone calls up next. Are the Phillies a lock to make the playoffs? And are you taking the accountability pledge with me? We're not taking the Phillies off the hook. I don't want to hear on this show, it's early. We'll wait till October. No. They got to get there first. I don't think they're a lock to make the playoffs. I need them to play well all season long. The pledge to hold this team to a high standard from the beginning to the end, plus a second clue and a quote from Dave Dombrowski that is really driving me up a wall from yesterday. What he said about the lineup and its importance. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This sounds like an 80s song. It's got to be in the 80s, right? Kyle back there bumping. Philly fever.
You have that fever, Hugh? You got the right sweatshirt on for this song. It fits the time period.
It's a terrible song. But then again.
Oh, come on.
But no, I'm saying back in the day, this probably was hot.
Oh, of course it was.
Sounds like some disco era. That was in the 80s?
Well, 70s, 80s.
70s, 80s.
The question is, do you have Philly Sweeper?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
As I'm getting ready to do YouTube, as I'm shaking my head, like, confusedly.
Yeah, you can't hide your facial expression.
Oh, no, I'm excited about the season.
I am too. You know what I'm not excited? I'm excited about the season. I'm excited about Wheeler on Thursday. I'm excited about Bryce Harper and Schwarber. Here's what I'm not excited about. This quote from Dave Dombrowski. Hugh, I got to read this. So we don't have audio of this, but I do have the quote in front of me. Yesterday, before they left, because last night they came home. The Phillies came home last night and they departed spring training. But before they left, Dave Dombrowski spoke with reporters yesterday about the team, what they're looking like in terms of injured lists and all that as the season starts. Some of the decisions they're going to make with Cody Clements making the team. They're going to try to trade Buddy Kennedy, all that kind of stuff. But this one was about the lineup. Okay? And really, how much a difference does it really make? That he was asked, like, is this really a big deal? Because everyone up here in Philadelphia, we're yelling about it, right? Turner leadoff or Schwarber or whatever they're going to do each day. So there's a quote from Dombrowski. Quote, I asked the same questions myself. I have other people that ask me the same question. You'd be surprised how insignificant it is. Really, it's amazing to me. People that are very, very intelligent that do this from an analytical perspective, it's surprising how insignificant it is. This bothers me. And I understand the math he's talking about because people have said, and I know what he's referencing. Like, if you put the same nine batters in a different order, it won't, over the course of a season, really make that much of a difference, right? It's about the players, not the order. I get it. But it does matter because it's all they talk about. They've made this matter.
They made it a thing.
They made it a thing for years with Schwarber, and now they're making it a thing again with Turner and Schwarber. So he says this, but I'm like, wait, your manager and your team is making this a story.
Yeah, because it was like he was dug in. He stood on business. Topper did when he wanted to keep Kyle at the leadoff spot. When Howard would talk would make a big case, a big to do.
Oh, he would
every time we talked about it.
Yep,
he would talk about how he shouldn't have been a leadoff hitter, and all the avid baseball fans that call on us talk about that. But I think we are in a position now, Joe, and this is the way that I see it, where you're going to be uncomfortable because your comfort has cost us to a certain extent. The fact that you've done things the same way for as long as you've done them, you've fallen short. And you have to be open to change in this situation, especially when you haven't added any new pieces yet. Now, there are some influx of young talent that might be coming up. But right now, as it's presently constructed, you haven't done a whole lot, and you're expecting different results. So in order to get those results that you desire, you have to be open to doing things just maybe a little bit different.
Yeah, I do think it's a big deal. Now, is it the be-all and the end-all? No, I mean, you have to have good players, right? You could put bad players in the perfect order, and they're not going to do anything. That you need to have good players. You could put great players in probably the not perfect order. You know, you put Barry Bonds hitting fifth, he's going to hit a lot of home runs. He's Barry Bonds. But the bottom line is, there's a reason why players talk about protection in the order, why managers spend time on this, why we debate it. It's not insignificant. Like, I just felt like there was a tone-deaf quote from Nebraska as they start the season with two leadoff hitters, Kyle, for the GM to say, yeah, it's kind of insignificant. Well, then why are you guys making it such a big deal?
Yeah, the Phillies are the ones who made the lineup matter. The times that we yell the most about the lineup are when they're not hitting, right, when they're not being productive, when the players that we paid the most money to, I mean, namely Trey Turner, is not productive wherever he is, and you decide that the way to get him going is to move him around in the lineup, you're by extension making it a big deal.
Yep.
And then also, if your biggest acquisition for the offense in the offseason is Max Kepler, then what are we going to do? I mean, we're not going to talk about Max Kepler's impact and how significant that is to the lineup as much as we're going to talk about, does it matter where Kyle Schwarber hits? Does it matter where Trey Turner hits? Like, when the Phillies' bats are rolling, everybody shuts up about the lineup.
Yep.
This is their problem they created.
Yeah, they created it, and now they're trying to fix it. 215-592-9494. Your take on that from Dabrowski, that the lineup order is actually insignificant. I mean, he's been around baseball a long time. I actually was shocked to see him say that out loud. Even if he feels it, even if he thinks there's data behind it, like, he's got to read the room. The whole fan base cares about
it. It's as tone deaf as when he said, well, you know, the Mets actually chased more than us in the postseason last year. We have eyes.
Yeah,
watching this stuff.
Yeah, Dave, less is more on this kind of stuff. Just take a deep breath. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, before we go back to the phones, why don't you give everyone a second clue?
Get another clue.
Yeah, we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. Our first clue was a food you ate a lot in your youth. How about
in my youth?
Clue number two.
Yes, this is a food that you can add other foods in it as an accoutrement.
So you add the food we're looking for, you could put other stuff in.
Well,
in it.
Were you referring to these things as accoutrement in your youth?
Accoutrement? No, you know.
Can't imagine that.
Since you asked me, it was. This might give it away. I'm feeling a little generous.
Oh, really?
Feeling a little generous this morning.
The people must be really on him for the bad
and
clues.
They're killing me. I didn't call it an accoutrement. This was more like a struggle meal.
Okay.
That's a hell of a clue.
Yeah. So, but you could put food
in this. I'm proud of myself for that clue. That's a hell of a clue.
Well, I mean,
is this pat yourself on the back, Douglas, over here?
If somebody gets it right now, you shouldn't be.
No, if somebody get it right now, I should be pat. Wait a minute. Kyle got the phone line.
He knows someone might have it anyway.
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, if that was the one that tipped the scale, like that 2.5-er.
Yeah, you've given away basically three clues already.
I did. I'm feeling generous because, boy, the level of hatred that I'm getting for that.
Like, if somebody didn't know it after that second one, but then when you added that, they did, that's your fault.
Yeah, it's on you. And if they don't get it now, then you're in big trouble today.
I mean, that was a good guess.
No,
some people got it. Accoutrement?
Accoutrement. I ate this food, I never put anything in it. Like,
well, because you know. I don't want to give away too many clues.
Okay, all right, 215.
Okay, now you
don't. Now we have to stop giving away clues.
You're a little highfalutin, though.
215-592-9494. Do you agree with Dombrowski on that the lineup order is insignificant? I don't. And the fact that his manager is making two different leadoff hitters tells you that he thinks it's pretty significant. And, of course, the Phillies here, are they a lock to make the playoffs? I don't believe so. Hugh does, and I need you to take the pledge with me. Are you willing to take the Phillies accountability pledge? Then we're not going to say on this show, oh, we'll see what happens in October. No, we keep them accountable throughout the season because it could be a fight just to make the playoffs here in the National League. Let's go to David in Westchester.
David,
what's up?
Is this Hugh Douglas, the second best 53 that ever played for
the second? That would be me, sir.
Yeah.
How are you doing,
Surpassed
Dave?
Surpassed by Zach Bond. What
How
are
you doing, sir?
He was passed by Zach Bond. Hey, Hugh, I didn't want to forget you today because I know your feelings were all butt hurt yesterday, and I don't want to do that to you, 2 days in a row. So consider yourself validated. All right.
Thank you.
So wait. So did you forget him yesterday or not? Because I thought you said hi to Hugh, but then Hugh didn't think you did.
He did.
Well, you guys actually saved my bacon. You get that Hugh reference? Because, yeah, you and Rhea both said, no, he said hi to you, and then I went back and listened.
Oh,
and
you
like,
didn't?
Uh-oh, I didn't.
Oh, wow, Hugh called it. I just thought
I let it go because it was Dave. You know Dave always Dave was poking me. I got it. Yeah, that's why you didn't hear the but Dave just poked me again.
Yeah,
today.
I know. I heard
Dave
that
did it on purpose.
Yeah, he's a poker.
Hey, you know, I sincerely apologize.
No, I know you do, but, Dave. I knew Dave. I out of all the callers that I don't know, I know your voice. So that's I knew you were picking. It's always cool.
Lucky me. Great. Back to the Philly Saints, they are definitely, absolutely not a lock to make the playoffs. And it's because everyone around them got better, and they stayed status quo. And so if everyone's getting better, then, you know, they're probably going to beat you more times than they did last year. I would even venture to say that Washington probably even got a little bit better.
I think they did, yeah. I don't think they're a contender yet, but I think they're more competent. Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah, and they always play the Phillies hard.
Yep.
I mean, you know, because you expect like, oh, yeah, here's a series sweep, and, you know, you're like, oh, my God, this isn't happening. So, and as far as Mr. Dombrowski, I mean, I just don't know where he's coming from. He's like walking back Hugh. You know, it's like, well, let me just, and trying to justify his lack of action this year. And I would even go one further where I'll put my money where my mouth is, since I've only bought one game and I don't plan on buying anymore. If they go on any 5-game winning streak, I'll buy a ticket. You know, for a game.
How about that? Up in the ante here.
Every 5-game winning streak.
So if they win 5 in a row, he'll buy a ticket to another game.
Okay,
putting it on them.
And hopefully, I got to buy 30 games, but I'm absolutely confident I'm not going to have to. You know, so
yeah, that's probably unlikely. They have that many 5-game winning streaks, David. I agree with
I'm
that.
Thinking.
So, all right, David, you got a guess for us for Hugh's Clues?
Well, Kutcherman threw me off because I actually have a pretty good vocabulary, and I'm like, what the hell is a Kutcherman? I guess it's an accompaniment?
Yeah, yes. Like something you add in, yes, a secondary piece.
Accoutrement.
Yeah.
Yeah. So would
fancy
like
Douglas over here. Fancy talk
to you. Anyway, I'm going to say it's squirrel.
So. Squirrel.
Squirrel. Squirrel, David, that
see,
is
Dave,
not it.
See, Dave, out of all the times you pick with me and poke me, do I look like I eat squirrel?
I've eaten a lot of raccoon.
I don't eat, man, listen.
I would not eat a squirrel.
My pops tried to get me, like, I grew up in a household where you, whatever was cooked,
you had to eat.
Yeah. I didn't eat that day.
So he had squirrel?
Yeah, he used to, like, my dad from Tennessee.
You went hungry?
I didn't eat that day. I pride myself on if it's cooked, I eat it. Not eating no squirrel.
What do you think squirrel's like? Like a chicken?
You know, everything tastes like chicken. That's what everybody compares everything to.
Well, because it's like, if you don't know what to say, it's like, I guess it's chickenish.
Yeah. I didn't eat the squirrel, man. Did not eat the squirrel.
The rest of the family ate the squirrel?
I mean, they had no choice.
Yeah, that was dinner that night. All right. I would have avoided
somebody,
the squirrel.
Some people say squirrel good eating. Who is the receiver? Leggett?
Xavier Leggett.
Yeah, he's the one that inspired the Jerry Jones.
Well, he said, took the clothes off of him. Remember, did you see that? He's like, took the clothes off of him. Shot him out the tree. And I was like, boy, don't ever change. Xavier Leggett, don't ever change.
Yeah, was he the one that dropped the pass that almost beat the Eagles in the Panthers game? I think he was. Yeah,
he was.
He was open. I mean, we all know what happened before that game.
You mentioned the fact that the teams that the Eagles have played throughout this 8-game win streak have been tomato cans.
Tomato cans, right? They were tomato cans.
After they had beaten the Commanders, Rams, and Ravens.
Some of the three best teams in football in a row.
I mean, but in my
all teams that made it to the final eight. Yeah, tomato cans.
In my defense, I was thinking about the Cleveland Browns.
They beat the Browns 2 months before
that.
I was
having flashbacks.
Flashbacks.
It's a PTS Douglas.
Yeah, I mean, come on now. You know, I got an excuse for damn near everything.
I know.
I got one. Yeah, I mean, get one.
The fact that you must have laid it on so thick that he said, yeah, that the teams you mentioned, they had beaten tomato. You really must have went on that radio station.
Cans, right?
It stuck with that host.
Yeah,
he's like,
I mean,
wow,
you made the Eagles seem like garbage. All right, Rob in Overbrook. What's up, Rob?
What's going on, Joe? Hugh.
What's going on?
Kyle? Rob, what's up?
Joe, you're not right often, but you are right this time.
You know what? I aim for once a week, so maybe I'm onto it today. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, this might be the first time this year. But anyway, when you start, you know what? You played that interview with Bryce Harper, and I told Kyle this. You know what I heard, Joe?
What'd you hear?
I heard zero accountability. And when an athlete thinks he's so big that he doesn't have to be accountable, he never said anything about, I got to do better, I got to get better. He blamed it all on Rob Thompson, on a lot of other abstract things. Mm. You know, and you know, he never, his failures in the playoffs are the reason why, you know, because he's getting the most money, and he's supposed to be the guy. And his failures in the playoffs are the reason why they have not won the World Series.
Well, I wouldn't say his failures are the reason why. I mean, he has been generally great, excellent in the playoffs overall. He has.
Yeah, but it's always two or three or four games where he's not. And those are the two or three, four games that make the difference. I don't care what you did to get there. When the games – tell him here, when the light shines the brightest – that's when you got to come through. I don't want to hear about, well, he had a great playoff run, or he did great in the NCLS and all that nonsense. When he got to the World Series, he didn't shine. You know, and that's what the problem with this team is. And I never heard him say, I got to do better. All I heard him say is, well, you know, we got out coach, we got out this, we got out that. But he never said, maybe if I can do better, we can get this team over the hump. So that shows me, this guy has zero accountability. That's how big he thinks he is in this town. I don't have to be accountable.
Well, that's a shame. I don't know if he feels that way, but if he does, then that's not right, because we keep everyone accountable. It doesn't matter how great you are. I mean, every player that's ever played here gets kept accountable. That's the way this works.
Well, you just didn't keep him accountable. You told me how great he was
he
wasn't great.
Because you said he's been the biggest reason, and I don't agree with that. I understand.
Sure, he's the leader. He's the leader of this team. He's got Texas and against Houston. We had those bad. When they lost those three games in a row, three out of four.
So, Rob, I just looked it up. So overall, his postseason numbers are excellent. But to your point, Rob, and I acknowledge when someone brings a good point up, if you look at the last three games of the World Series, they lost, and then the last two games of Arizona, if you add those five games together, he's 1-for-20 in those five games. I mean, that's the truth. Now, you can't expect a baseball player to hit 700, right? So I got to give him a little bit of slack. He can't get three hits every game in the playoffs. Like, that's just not realistic.
But if the guys on the other team can do it, and they're getting less money than him, why can't he do it? Well, that's where I look at it.
Yeah, at some point, Rob, if they don't win with him, I think it will circle back to, like, he's been the common denominator for 10 or 12 or whatever years. So, I mean, it might.
Like Joel Embiid.
Well,
you know?
No, hold on. Don't do that. He's been way better than Embiid in big moments. And Embiid's a playoff loser. We all know this.
Yeah, he's had moments, but not the moments. Harper hasn't had the moments you need. See, like you said, he did great in those last five games. Those are the telling games right there. Those are the games that determine a winner and a loser. All right.
They could have used more.
Those are the games that determine a good player and a great player.
It also would help if the $300 million shortstop gave him any help. I mean, that would help.
If Bryce Harper had not campaigned to get the guy here, maybe we wouldn't have this problem.
GM Bryce is a problem.
He got you there.
Yeah, you got me on that one. All right, Rob, what do you got? Huge clues. What's your guess?
Let's see. Oatmeal.
Oatmeal.
That's a good one.
Hugh had an oatmeal phase as a very grown adult, like a year ago. Rob, not it. We appreciate it.
That's one you can add the accoutrement to.
Accoutrement,
yes, you can put lots of accoutrement.
Dates.
All right.
And stuff like that.
Dates are good. Dates are good for you.
Yeah, they make you go. I mean, you know, as an older gentleman, you got to make sure you keep everything
regular.
Moving along.
Yeah, okay. So your dates on the regular?
No, I don't.
Okay. But you should, maybe.
I mean, yeah, like raisins.
Raisins.
Do the raisins.
I like to throw the almonds or pecans in there. Not an almonds guy?
Is that your explanation for this moment?
That heel's going to stay there. I know what it sounds like. Every day, but it wasn't that.
All right.
It wasn't that.
How do you, Hugh, reconcile what Rob brought up there with Bryce? So if you look overall, in his career, but certainly as a Philly, he's got great playoff numbers. I mean, great. He had the moment to put them in the World Series 3 years ago, right? Bedlam at the Bank. At the same time, Rob brought something up, and it is fair. The last two games against Arizona, the last three games of the World Series, he didn't do well. Those five games where they had that was their best shot, right?
Yeah. He brought up a lot of stuff that I really, you know how when you hear people talk, you don't hear. Like, you hear it differently when he brought it up the way that he did.
Sure.
What jumped out to me, what he said was, you blamed it on everybody else. Like that, that's the one. And it was something that Terrence said earlier, the pander in chief. I think that's why Bryce gets the pass. Let's be honest, because Bryce placates to the crowd a lot. So he doesn't get that criticism. I mean, hey, listen, it is what it is. I mean, I'm not about to ding him for that. But when you sit and you think about it and you think about everything that has happened over the last year, I'm talking about asking for more money in the not backhanded kind of way, but the slick kind of way that he did it. The fact that you're throwing the organization under the bus, say, well, everybody needs to. Now, you know what really got me? Now that I'm thinking about it. Is when you said the organization's in the batter box. How's the organization in the batter? Like, explain that to me like I'm a 2-year-old. Like, how is it that the organization is in the batter's box with you? Like, because when we talked about it the other day and they were talking about out-coaching and everything, the first thing popped in my head was like, in baseball, when you're at the plate, you're an individual. Like, regardless of what everybody else is doing, it's you against that pitcher.
Yep, it's a one-on-one game.
And you make decisions in that moment that can make or break you. So how is that on the organization when you go in and you watch a lot of film and you have a game plan against the pitcher that you're going against? You have a game plan, but you choose to swing early knowing that, you know what I mean, knowing that the pitcher knows that you're going to swing at everything.
Yeah, it almost feels like blaming other people for the issues.
When he said it like that, it was interesting. I never thought about it like that.
Yeah, and look, overall, Bryce Harper has been really big in the postseason. I mean, you can't look at his numbers any other way. He's got some of the greatest numbers in the history of the playoffs. That all being said, what Rob brought up is not wrong. And it's not ridiculous that in the five games they were closest to winning a championship, NLCS, Diamondbacks, the 6-7, and then games 4, 5, 6 of the World Series, you know, in 2022, he didn't do anything in those five games. I mean, like, again, I can't expect him to get a hit 70% of the time in the playoffs or get on base 70% of the time. It's impossible to ask that. No player's ever hit like that in the postseason. But at some point, if they don't win with Bryce, I think people might have a different feeling. I mean, Kyle, I do think Bedlam at the Bank bought him years of grace because he got literally the biggest hit in franchise history.
Yeah, and I think sometimes we go a little bit too far with the Bryce Harper doesn't step up as much in the playoffs. Like, one guy can only do so much.
Yeah, it's a team
and there
game.
Was a moment where he did a lot, like more than you can reasonably ask for from a player in that position who's like just a one guy out of nine.
Well, and I even heard, because the morning show was talking about Bryce a lot today, and the camera brought up his on base in the playoffs last year, the four games was over 500. Like, he needs help. Now, does he need to get a big hit in a huge spot? Again, yeah. This year he's going to have to again.
The player Bryce has done enough, but to Rob's point.
Yeah, GM Bryce. Yeah, that's why we have Turner
stuck
here.
With that $300 million shortstop.
That does stick with you. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. We got a lot going on. The Phillies, are they a lock to make the playoffs? 2 days for opening day. I don't believe they are. Look, I think it's a good team. But I look at them more as a 90-ish win team in a league where 89 missed the playoffs last year. I think they need to play well from start to finish to get there. Otherwise, they could be boxed out in a really good division with the Mets and the Braves. Where do you come down? Are the Phillies a lock to make the playoffs? And I want you to take the accountability pledge. We're not going to say on this show, it's early, wake me up in October. No, no, no. We got to keep the Phillies accountable day by day, week by week. Are you willing to take the pledge? Plus, we'll get to what they're thinking nationally about this Phillies team. Are they getting respected as a true World Series contender here? We're going to bring to you what some of the odds say and what some of the prognosticators say about this Phillies team, where they're going to go, how many people have them in the World Series. All that is coming up. We'll get to your phone calls here, Daily Mock at 1 o'clock. And we didn't get a winner yet. We still got this prize to give away. I thought you gave it away.
Well, I will say this in my defense. Mm. Somebody on social media that listening to the show.
They got it?
They got it.
All right, you got one.
So I mean, and they got it before I gave out the last clue.
Is this pat at yourself on the back?
Yes, it is. This is a little bit.
All right.
They say they can't call in because they at work.
Yeah, your guess is for Hughes Clues. $100 gift card to Sunoco online. 215-592-949 for Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spring is in the air. And you know what else is in the air? The smell of the grill firing up. It's summer. And it's time to take cooking outside. Well, technically it's spring, but you know what I'm talking about. Picture this. You're in the backyard. A juicy Hatfield marinated tenderloin is on the grill and on the flat top. You know what it is. It's bacon sizzling to perfection. Now, that's the spring that I'm talking about, people. Longer days and great food with family and friends. Head to simplyhatfield.com for recipes and retail locations near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.